Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as the big man said, Joey Burgoyne, and we're going to go back a little ways to some friends we made earlier this summer with Brian and company darting across Connecticut when we were down on the shoreline. That place that it's also a little windy and cold this weekend, but that's okay. Joining me this morning is Emily Clark, marketing coordinator, and Tammy Flynn, director of communications and brand strategy at the cool named Flow Grizz or the Florence Griswold Museum. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Are you staying dry?
Oh, we're trying. You know, I want the snow. Like, where is the snow? If you're going to give me winter, give me the snow. I'm that weird guy. I'm sorry.
No, I think that's a great point. You know, there's at a certain point, it's supposed to switch over, right?
I hope so. So I was, you know, the TikToks and the scrolling and the Facebooks and the Instagram, I saw some stuff you guys are doing and the palette trees, the whole holiday magic, the new exhibits. So I was like, let's touch base again. You know, people are always looking for something to do this time of the year, something a little bit different. Go on a little road trip. Our state's not that big, people. You can drive 45 minutes. And the Flow Grizz Museum is just one of those idyllic places that you can visit. So we'll start with, I guess, with the bigger holiday magic themed thing. What do you guys got going on down there?
So we celebrate the holidays pretty big because Miss Florence, our hero and namesake, she was born on Christmas Day. So we really think that it's our duty to make sure that, you know, her holiday and all the holidays around that are very much celebrated. And we've always decorated the historic house, which she lived in and which artists came to paint in the early 1900s. And so we definitely can talk about the historic house. That is wonderful. But one of the things that make our holiday celebrations kind of iconic are these Miss Florence's palette trees. And since 2004, we have invited artists to paint on these artist palettes. And they're those things that you see that artists put their paints on and mm-hmm. then do the blending and everything. So they're sort of oval with a hole through it that they put their finger in.
I mean, if anyone watched, you know, my generation, a little bit of yours, Emily, kind of, we all grew up watching Bob Ross.
Like, oh, yes.
And the cobalt blue, like I think
exactly. So that's where,
it's a cool little, I don't want to say apparatus, but tool that the painters use.
Exactly, yeah, perfect word for it. And the shape is unique, so we can touch on some of them, but like artists use the shape in sort of fun and sometimes very humorous ways.
I was going to say, yeah, it's up to the artist's interpretation. Is there a theme or is it just kind of like whatever you're feeling that day, throw on some acrylics and see what you can make?
Exactly. The artists have free rein what they want to do. Many of them are obviously, you know, winter scenes or holiday scenes. Others are just beautiful landscapes or even portraits and still lives. I mean, it really runs the gamut of anything you can think of. And they're not always, some of them throw away the palette. Some of them make a palette out of whatever their, you know, their art is. So we have two or three that are fiber oriented, several glass. What else, Emily? Ceramic?
There's ceramic. There's one that's multimedia that's got like a bunch of, it has all kinds of different metal works on it. It's really heavy, actually. We have to be very careful when we hang that one. And some of them don't stick to the sort of three, you know, the two-dimensional. Some of them use a little bit of height and add something that's three-dimensional on it. Like we have one that's little ceramic pots that surround it, who's, you know, someone who was really into gardening. And
oh, so there's the one that looks like the pop-up book?
Yep.
Of the Florence's old house. That is cool.
And Miss Florence and, of course, the house and our site often are inspiring for the artists as well. So we have we have a wealth of subjects. It's not, people think it's going to just be Christmas, but it's really kind of whatever inspired the artist and what they wanted to share with us.
That's cool. I mean, it sounds like it's definitely one of those things where you can just grab a chair, sit at a tree and look at it for hours on end.
Yeah. I mean, there's more than 250 now. I think we're getting up close to 300 probably in the next couple of years. There's more than just a few to look at.
Are they all on one tree, or have we had to like expand for multiple trees now?
We've had to expand.
So we started out with 50 in 2004, and that was on one very big tree. And now there are five different trees, and some mantles this year. Actually, they're hanging on garlands on mantles. So yeah, next year we'll probably be up to six, seven trees. But they're
expanding. Yeah.
We always say, you know, come see your old favorites, but also there's always some new ones to love as well each year.
That's awesome. It's going on now. When does the palettes come off the tree, or shall we say?
January 5th is the last day of Holiday Magic, just in general. So all the decorations will come down after that. So you have a couple more weeks to check it out.
Okay. And one of the things, I know we talked about this, Emily, when we were there, maybe you can touch on it. Maybe Tammy can touch on it. And it's the Florence Griswold Museum, the Flo Griz, but what you're displaying there and that kind of with the palettes and other artists coming in, it's not just her art. I mean, the purpose of this property and in her mind was for artists to come, and it was a collective to kind of just, you know, show your art, show what you're feeling. And you guys are continuing that with the different exhibits you guys have going on.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It's absolutely in the spirit of the artist colony that Tammy mentioned that was on the property in the early 1900s and stayed in the beautiful historic house. But it has expanded so much, you know, it's so much broader than that now for us. It's we sort of see ourselves as a place to continue that tradition and move it into the future. So this is just another example, I think, of the type of collecting that we see ourselves as, you know, as stewards of, and showing the work of contemporary artists and current artists who might have, you know, if they had been alive in 1900, they probably would have been painting a panel on the door in the, you know, in Miss Florence's house. So it's very much in the same spirit and, you know, keeping that wonderful tradition alive that the artist started, you know, over 100 years ago now.
Now, is it tough? I mean, how often do you guys bring in? Is there any new exhibits? Like, what's the turnover on something like that?
So we have it sort of depends on the exhibition, the length of it, but generally speaking, we'll have at least three new sort of sets of exhibitions every year, and then we supplement that often with smaller sort of maybe 1 month runs or temporary exhibitions in some of our other spaces that might be for a, you know, a specific purpose or for a specific season or things like that. But we do at least three brand new sets of exhibitions generally every year in our Creble galleries. And we've actually just opened two brand new exhibitions in the middle of November that are on view that are related to Indigenous art. And one came to us from the Thomas Cole Historic Site in upstate New York. It's called Native Prospects, Indigeneity and Landscape. It's sort of celebrating the tradition of beautiful American landscape paintings in the school of Thomas Cole. But it's also showing that some of those paintings were not very kind or generous, it often in their depictions of the land or of Native and Indigenous figures. So we've also, in this exhibition, brought in the perspective of contemporary Indigenous artists who work in landscapes and sort of juxtaposing those two things to show that it's important to have both of those perspectives and kind of think about the conversation of what that art might mean to the people who had been living there for, you know, for millennia.
I mean, that's the thing, you know, going back X amount of years, they didn't have cameras. Like, no one was walking around with a cell phone taking pictures of these landscapes.
Exactly.
So to be able to view it through the eyes, and, you know, art is interpretive, like the eyes of multiple people and multiple backgrounds at the same time kind of gives you a good view of what things were like. To be able to translate that, that's got to get, that's got to kind of, I like that idea. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And we know, of course, that a lot of these paintings were very sort of romanticized and very idyllic, kind of creating a landscape that you wanted to see, perhaps, rather than what was actually there. So it's very interesting to think about, and just like the materials that are used and the colors and what it really might look like. And then sort of how, if someone was looking at that landscape today through the eyes of someone who lived there and their family and their, you know, their ancestry, what that would look like to them.
That's cool. And one of the things I want to, y'all, the teas. I mean, are people still sitting outside drinking a cup of tea? Please say yes. Like, we're New Englanders. Be hearty, people.
Oh, no, no. Our teas are inside in beautifully decorated rooms. I have to give a shout out to Emily because she decorated the mantles and banister that people see when they go into these, like, beautiful rooms, and the table all set festively. And, yeah, we have these teas every year around this time, and they sell out so quickly. We're probably at 90% sold, but there's still room.
There's still a couple, especially if you're willing to come after, you know, the week after Christmas. We've still got a couple seats left.
And that's the time, you know, people are looking for something to do. They're done vacuuming up wrapping paper from underneath the couch. You know, so if people want more information, what's the best place, you know, all the different, the palette trees, the exhibits, the teas, if they want to check out any of this information, where's the best place to send them?
So just our website, and you can either type in FLOGRIS, flowgris.org, or you can spell out our name, FlorenceGriswoldMuseum.org.
That's awesome. And one of the things, like, we had talked about this, Emily, when we were down there, what I really liked about the museum is you're not just letting, you know, and it goes back to, you know, Ms. Griswold's thoughts of when people were coming to paint and, you know, do art and just enjoy the scenery. You want people to walk around. You want them to ask questions, take everything. And it's not, you know, people, it's not the quiet museum. Like, don't be loud, but you want people to experience it and be in the moment while they're there.
Oh, absolutely. It's really, you know, the word immersive gets thrown around a lot, but it really is like that. And I'm sure you felt that when you were here too. There's something really unique about this place that you can go into a room and see a painting and then step out the door and look at that same landscape or a very similar, you know, landscape that the artist was painting right here on our site. So it's, there's so much more than just, not that there's anything wrong with beautiful exhibitions. We all love beautiful exhibitions, but there's so much more than that, especially around this time of year when we've really, you know, gussied up the place to make it a special spot to come for the holidays. So if you're looking for somewhere to walk outside, even with your dog, you know, on a not quite so rainy day as we have today, but if you need to sort of get outside and get some fresh air, I think our sunsets are so beautiful in the winter here, and it's just, you know, there's always something to be exploring, even if you're not coming inside the building.
Yeah, so I mean, if people are looking for something to do with the kids, you know, got a school vacation, you know, grandma, grandpa are watching the kids, looking for something to do during that Christmas break, definitely head down Old Limes to Florence Griswold Museum. And I would just like to thank Emily Clark, the marketing director, and Tammy Flynn, director of communications and brand strategy for the Flow Grizz. I feel if I don't say Flow Grizz, one of you is going to yell at me.
We would never.
It's a cool place. I mean, people need to understand, like, art and, you know, just the exhibits you guys have. It's something to go down and experience. It's a beautiful location. And like I said, people, drive 45 minutes. It's not going to hurt you. The state's small. Explore it, because there's things like this going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.